It's One Story Time, a podcast for kids of all ages who want to become investigators of God's Word, the one story of redemption in Jesus Christ. In each episode, we will learn an amazing word of the week, investigate a challenging question about God and His world, or to discover how to apply a Bible story to our lives. So let's get started. Here's our host, Dr. John Quosney, but you can just call him Doc.
Hello again, everyone. Thank you for joining me for another exciting episode of One Story Time. Do you like superhero movies? I do, and I always have. When I was growing up, one of my favorite afternoon television shows was Batman. On Saturday mornings, I couldn't wait to watch the Amazing Spider-Man cartoon. Superheroes fascinate us because most of them were just ordinary human beings until something changed their lives. Peter Parker was bitten by a radioactive spider, giving him the strength and abilities of a powerful spider. Bruce Wayne witnessed his parents being tragically killed by some bad guys, inspiring him to clean up the crime in Gotham City. He trained to become super strong in his Batcave. Dr. Bruce Banner became a super strong green monster after being exposed to high doses of gamma radiation. I also loved watching the Incredible Hulk TV show. But these and many others are just made-up stories to entertain us. God's Word is full of true stories of real people that really happened. So today we'll talk about a man who was sort of like a superhero, but his source of strength was not a spider bite or exposure to gamma rays. He is someone you may already know very well. His name is Samson. We find the story of Samson in Judges 13 through 16. Remember that this was a time that God's people, the Israelites, were constantly doing evil in the sight of the Lord. When they got conquered by their enemies, they cried out to the Lord for help. Again and again, God sent them a judge or a deliverer who would save them from their distress. Samson was one of the mightiest of their deliverers. We pick up our story in Judges 13 as we are introduced to Manoah and his wife, who had not been able to have any children. Listen. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Behold, you are barren and have not borne children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Therefore be careful and drink no wine or strong drink, and eat nothing unclean, for behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. No razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to save Israel from the hands of the Philistines." So Samson was born. You heard that he was a Nazarite, set apart to serve God in a special way. As a Nazarite, he was not allowed to drink wine or touch a dead body or cut his hair. When Samson became a young man, verse 25 says that the Holy Spirit came upon him. The Spirit moved him to want to marry a Philistine wife. Now, the Philistines were Israel's enemies, and God's people were certainly not to marry Philistines. But Judges 14, verse 4 says that this was God's way to use Samson to deliver his people from the Philistines. Listen to what happens in verse 5. "Then Samson went down with his father and mother to Timnah, and they came to the vineyards of Timnah, and behold, a young lion came toward him roaring. Then the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, and although he had nothing in his hand, he tore the lion in pieces as one tears a young goat. But he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done." Wow, doesn't that sound like a superhero? Could you tear a lion in pieces with your bare hands? How was Samson able to do it? The Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him. But God was going to use Samson not to kill lions, but to deliver Israel from the evil Philistines. So pay attention to what happens after the Philistines try to trick Samson. Verse 19. "And the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, and he went down to Ashkelon and struck down 30 men of the town and took their spoil and gave the garments to those who he had told the riddle. In hot anger, he went back to his father's house." Did you hear it? The Holy Spirit rushed upon Samson again. giving him super strength to kill 30 Philistine men. Then in chapter 15, the Philistines were at it again. Samson had gotten quite the reputation for his strength, so the Philistines wanted to capture him and kill him. Listen to what happens, starting in verse 13. They said to him, "No, we will only bind you and give you into their hands. We will surely not kill you." So they bound Samson with two new ropes and brought him up from the rock. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting to meet him. Then the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him, and the ropes that were on his arms became as flax that had caught fire, and his bonds melted off his hands. And he found a fresh jawbone of a donkey and put out his hand and took it, and with it he struck 1,000 men. Again, this is superhero sort of behavior, and it's totally true. How is Samson able to kill 1,000 Philistines with just a jawbone of a donkey? Because the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. God's Spirit gave Samson his strength. But then we get to chapter 16. Samson falls in love with a woman named Delilah. Unbeknownst to Samson, the Philistine lords used Delilah to figure out how Samson got his great strength so they could conquer him. Delilah acts like she loves Samson to find out his secret. At first, Samson just teases her and gives her wrong information about the source of his strength. He defeats the Philistine lords again and again. Then we get to this part of the story, verse 16. And when she pressed him hard with her words day after day and urged him, his soul was vexed to death. And he told her all his heart and said to her, "A razor has never come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If my head is shaved, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man." So where does Samson think his strength comes from? His hair. Because of the Nazarite vow, he could never cut his hair. He believed that cutting his hair would take away his super strength. But do you think his long hair really gives him his amazing power? Let's read more and find out. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up again, for he has told me all his heart." Then the lords of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands. She made him sleep on her knees, and she called a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. And the Philistines seized him and gouged out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with bronze shackles. And he ground at the mill in the prison. So again, I ask you, was Samson's strength in his hair? No, it was in the Lord. Samson did not know that the Lord had left him. Samson foolishly broke his Nazarite vow to the Lord, and the Lord left him. Without the Lord, the Philistines were able to capture Samson and make him their slave. But the story is not over just yet, is it? So they called Samson out of the prison, and he entertained them. The Philistines made him stand between the pillars. Now the house was full of men and women. All the lords of the Philistines were there. And on the roof, there were about 3,000 men and women who looked on while Samson entertained. Then Samson called to the Lord and said, "O Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me only this once, O God, that I may be avenged on the Philistines for my two eyes." And Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested, and he leaned his weight against them, his right hand on the one and his left hand on the other. And Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he bowed with all his strength, and the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people who were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those whom he had killed during his life. Weak, blind Samson, entertaining slave to the Philistines. How could he deliver Israel from the Philistines like this? No more superpower. His life was over. But Samson cried out to God. You heard his prayer, right? Oh, Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me only this once, O God. The Lord heard and answered Samson's prayer. He was again given amazing strength from God to be able to take down an entire house and kill more Philistines in his death than in his life. Isn't God good and isn't God amazing? So how are we to apply this true story about a real man to our lives? Should we all grow our hair really long and never get another haircut so we can have superpowers? I don't think so. What we are to learn is that the source of our strength, not just our physical strength, but our spiritual strength, is the Lord God. He is the Almighty. He is the one who gives his children strength to overcome sin, Satan, and this evil world. You don't need to make a Nazirite vow to the Lord and never cut your hair. You need to confess your sins to God, see your need for a Savior, and commit your life to following Jesus all your life. When you accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit will work in your heart to give you strength to live the Christian life. Samson was actually a very weak, frail deliverer of God's people. Thank God that he has sent us Jesus as our deliverer, Jesus the Messiah, who has perfect strength to live a perfect life and to die a perfect death. He is the only true superhero who has ever lived.
Thank you for investigating God's Word with us today. One Story Time is brought to you by One Story Ministries, provider of Christ-centered Bible curriculum for the church, home, and school. You can discover more about our resources for children, youth, and adults by visiting onestoryministries.org. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and church so you can talk about it together. Until next time, keep learning, loving, and living out God's Word.